Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, New York, mad or glad, inner sight welcome, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. You know, we hear a lot about justice, injustice, you know, and get rid of the hatred. All lives matter. That's the title of our Wednesday show, by the way. But this is mad or glad. You know what really makes me mad? The hatred that people have toward other people. That's really what this is all about, hatred. And that's what must be addressed. I learned, I'm not going to reveal my source, but I learned from someone from Eyewitness News that very little, if anything, is done to screen people, to investigate people who want to be police officers. Now that has to be changed immediately. And our idea that we talked about the other night, you know, dogs can pick up emotions of hate and hostility. That should be utilized as part of the criteria. I'm happy to hear that they finally got rid of this horrible chokehold movement that cops have been using. That's horrible. You know, I mean, if a cop sees the crime committed, it's a horrible, violent crime, yes, then he or she has the right to move to prevent that. But not under so-called normal circumstances to use such a device that can kill somebody. Inner sight, mad or glad, Monday. People don't realize that millions of us have no justice. There's the other part that makes me mad. There's no law. And where there is a set of rules and a very weak law, there's no enforcement. I'll give you a big example. If you're blind or disabled and you need a traffic light put up that talks when you push the button so you know which street you're on and where you're crossing and how much time you have, the municipalities refuse to put that up. You have no way to make them put it up. There's no enforcement. You got to go to court. It could take months, years. We need enforcement. And the worst part of it is we went to court several years ago in Nassau County and won a big case, and it still goes on because the courts don't enforce these cases when it comes to us, the disabled. So imagine if you had to walk through your life, talk about no justice. What about no law? You couldn't get justice if there was no law. And millions of us have to deal with that. And there's so many different examples of what we have to go through. A blind person can be denied a guide dog. There's no law there. The agency uses us to raise $50,000 to $100,000. They keep the money, deny people, keep the money. There's no justice. And many of the time, the person who's denied that dog is more in danger than they would be if they had the guide dog. So there you have a worse situation where you have no law. And how many blind and disabled people have been hurt and killed because they were denied their dog? There's no statistics on that. There's another aspect to the whole thing that makes it worse for us. So while people are outraged over what happened to Mr. Floyd, and we honor him and we love him, and it's horrible, how can it be worse? No law. No law, no justice. You see, the governor was able to put that thing through that they can't use the chokehold because there's a law. If there was no law, they couldn't put that through. They have to first create a law. So people should be thankful that they have a law, as bad as it is, that is there. You know, these stupid-ass cops who did this were arrested. They're going to be tried. And I'd like to see the district attorney go for the death penalty. I don't believe in death penalty, but in this case, what they did to that guy was horrible. So remember, world, where you don't have a law, you cannot have justice. And millions of us have to deal with that every day. I was just talking to a friend of mine before I went on the air, who was an attorney, and he agrees that there should be enforcement on the American Disability Act that's supposed to protect us. It doesn't protect us because there's no law, no enforcement. It's nothing but a set of rules with nothing behind it. We have to deal with that, we who are disabled. And many people who are disabled are also black and minority. So they've got it worse. I'd like to see demonstrations on that, on the fact that we have to deal with these agencies and municipalities and have no law to protect us and no enforcement. Mm-hmm. All right, Inner Sight, Metaglad Monday, around the world, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and I thank them very much for sending my guide dog's heartworm tablets. It was funny when I got it, took out the package, and my dog knew exactly what it was. She practically helped me open it. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Whisker Walk, June 28, I believe it's the date, June 28, Whisker Walk. Help save the life of an Akita and adopt one. Around the world, all the beautiful children of the world. Inner Sight reminds you, take care of them, watch over them, protect them.
Sorry about that.
And go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avante, Aquindo, and little Tommy, to mention a few of the youngsters who have perished under this system. Disabled people are not equal. That's going to be the show on Thursday. Because we're not equal, should we get violent?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the question for Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Hopefully Mr. Kennedy will be open soon.
Mm.
Kennedy Realty. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuroLawCenter.com. And we remind you of those. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Suffolk County, New York, 631-880-7929. They're open. I spoke to them. They're working from home. Information on legislation or anything you want to know about the disabled community or what's going on, where to go, social services, Social Security advocacy, stuff like that. 631-880-7929-SILO. Around the world, Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. dog food, cat food, and when you can do it, the medical.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Engineer, you there?
Yeah, and co-host, yeah.
Oh, there
all
you
combination.
Are. All right.
I'm here. I finally didn't lose connection. Let me say something.
Well, go ahead, then do the Able News.
Yeah, well. Well, we have I saw something that was on ABC News, and it popped up on my screen, and it was of a guy who has both minorities, disabled, and he's African American. And when he was younger, before he became disabled, before he became a quadriplegic, he experienced something. He was about 13 years old, but he was very tall. And he was in the car with his brother, and the two of them, his brother was much older, and they, of course, because he was driving his brother, and they both were in the car. Luckily, they had just pulled into their driveway, but the police had followed them because it was the make and model of the car, and it was, of course, around the time of the Rodney King, and around the same time of the Rodney King.
Wait a minute.
You know,
why'd they follow a make and model of the car? You're not explaining this.
Well, let me finish. They followed the make and model of that particular car because it was indicated in a crime. Okay.
Oh.
So
they thought it was a stolen car.
Yeah, and also indicated in a murder, both. Okay.
Oh.
So indicated, I think, in a police murder or something. So they followed. Luckily, their mother came out and, you know, helped them out. Years later, he was talking about in...
helped them out with what?
Wait, helped them out get out of the situation. Years later, he had a car accident and he became disabled. And he was saying, oh my, what would I do if I, you know, got stopped by the police and I had to get out of the car? You know, a lot of times people just see from the back you. And I've always wondered the same thing myself, you know, because one time I was, of course, disabled and people were looking. I was filling up gas and people were just looking at my vehicle. They weren't looking at, you know, it was a whole bunch of police officers and they were searching all around town where I live here in Farmingdale.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. You jump from one thing to the next. The mother helped them out.
Yes.
What did the mother help them out with?
Getting out of the police situation at that time.
Well, what situation?
Okay.
They were looking for the car. They thought it was involved in a crime. So the mother, what did the mother do? Explain to the cops?
Yes. That they were just young kids and that... they were not involved in any crime. If they want to, you know, take a look, if they want to look in the vehicle, they can.
Oh, all right. Now we understand.
You know, all of that.
Okay.
Right. So they did. They did everything. You know, the kids stood aside. They realized it wasn't the vehicle. They weren't the description of the people who committed the crime. Ba-ba-ba-ba. So then years later, when he became a quadriplegic, he was very concerned, like I was.
But these were good
very...
cops, obviously.
Yes. But now, he was concerned, like I was concerned, the same fear that I had, which made me think that fear is not, it's a universal, what I'm trying to drive home a point in this thing. And he drove that point home, in a sense. He said, "It is the cops treat him well now because he's disabled, not like they treated him when he was younger, you know, and assumed they treat him well, you know. But he's always in fear, like I am sometimes, if I'm in a seat that I cannot stand up. I can't stand up, and if they say to me, get up and get out of the car, I can't. I can't. There's no way I can." That is a fear. That's the thing that they
have. Well, everybody has their fears.
Right. And they have to say this one thing. Is there anything that incapacitates you that you cannot stand up? Something to that sort. Because they don't do that. I mean, I watch cop programs. They don't say that. They just say, get out of the car, put your hands on your head. All these things, you cannot, if you cannot do them because you have a disability, guess what?
You're yeah, well, they don't teach them about disabilities the way they should.
No, they don't. And that's what I'm afraid of. That's what he was afraid of. And he was. That's the only thing he was afraid of. But otherwise, he said he commended the police. But he also said that we all, and I want to get in touch with this guy before we do our show, you know. I want to get in touch with him. I want to get in touch with him, and I want to talk to him.
Well, finish your thought. Hold on. You jump from one thing to the next.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get it to what the story was about. He was saying that people, you know, although all this transpired in his life, he said that we all have to, like, sort of be patient with each other and all have to, that all lives matter, that we all have to be patient with each other, and that he's happy that we're all seeking justice now. He's happy that, you know, when he had that.
Well, you can't have justice where there's no law.
That's true.
So we're not all seeking justice.
Right.
Some of us are seeking to bring about a law so you can get justice.
Well, he also has the same issue as all of us. He does. The ADA. The ADA is excuse me, for lack of a better word, it's poo. It is. It's actual poo. It's no law. It has no enforcement. It doesn't have teeth. It doesn't.
There is no enforcement.
None.
You know, which is
what
worse?
What does it do? What does it do? Either, I don't know which is worse, okay? Not having parts in the ADA or having parts in the ADA with no enforcement. Both stink. Absolutely stink.
They gave us a law without enforcement because that's how they think of the disabled.
That's right. That's right. They think utter crap.
They think they're doing us a favor.
It's not a favor. They placate us. It's not a favor, Frank. I come to that conclusion.
Imagine
it's
now.
To placate us.
Imagine now if Mr. Floyd was killed and there's no law.
Mm.
Imagine that one.
Oh, it'd be worse.
No
okay.
law to protect him. Mm-hmm. How much worse that would be?
That would be
as
worse.
As bad as it is now?
Yeah.
That would be a million times worse.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No law.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to deal with, those of us who are disabled, millions of us. No law.
That's right.
No justice.
Right. But I think...
Because you have no law.
But I think people are realizing that even if you have a law, which is like the ADA... Okay, means nothing. Okay, and the law that they have on the books for, you know, civil rights now is so weak, it doesn't mean anything, and it doesn't even protect the disabled. So, what I propose, and I propose strongly, is that they amend all civil rights laws. Period. End of story. Because all lives matter. You know, and that's going to be one of our discussions.
Too.
That's right. And get rid of hatred, period.
You got to get rid of the hatred. You still,
right.
You know, if you amend all the laws without taking steps to get rid of the hatred,
it's
going to
remain
yourself.
The same. That's right.
You got to do the both.
That's right.
Chew them together.
You see, there was just somebody who was talking right before I got online about... This is a very weird conversation. 20 years ago, they were trying to get rid of black people from within their town in this place in I don't remember. It was in Texas, okay. And they were talking about segregating them and bringing them out of their town, okay. And they didn't want a full KKK demonstration was going on. 20 years ago. All right. So they were talking about this. Now, speed up 20 years. Do you know that same group of people who were demonstrating 20 years ago are now demonstrating Black Lives Matter. So it proves that people can... Well, yes, but they're demonstrating and they've changed their ways. What that means is people are capable of change. So continue with that capability of change.
Well, that's good, but you still
got
to get rid of the hatred.
That's right. You have to continue, and if people are capable of change like that, then get rid of all the animosity. Get rid of all the hatred. Continue with your movement. Make all lives matter on all
the
I
don't believe you'll ever get rid of all the hatred, but you certainly have to make an effort.
That's right.
To do it.
And if you don't, what's the sense?
Yeah.
the sense? You know, how do you purport to have freedom ring in a nation when and be the model for other nations? And that's such a hypocritical thing. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse today.
Yeah,
but
we're no model. That's
we're no model, no. And that's hypocritical. And how do we have justice and freedom when we don't have justice and freedom? We're hypocrites. Seriously, hypocrites.
There will be justice for Mr. Floyd. There's a law that charged him with murder one, have they not?
Not murder one, yeah. I think it's murder two.
I heard it went up to murder one. But I don't know. But, you know, there is justice there. I mean, you know, they're gonna get a trial. They're going to try them. They're going to convict them.
You know, the sad thing is, even if, for example, like we spent years, okay, I'm going to just go back to the lights, something simple, okay, but it saves our lives, okay? People who are blind and visually impaired, and even people who have, learning disabilities and just your standard folk use these lights to cross the street, all right? Well, these accessible pedestrian signals, we won, okay? We won the case. And where are they? Nowhere to be found, all right? Nowhere. They should be
on
everything.
If there's no enforcement, you didn't really win anything.
That's right. You won absolutely nothing. And that's the problem. We won nothing because there's no the Americans with disabilities. Everybody says, oh, you have the Americans with Disabilities Act. We have the Americans with Disabilities Act. Oh, yeah, we have the Americans with Disabilities Act. And I'm being very facetious at the moment, purposely, because that act is not enforceable. And I'm going to repeat that, is not enforceable. I'm going to raise my voice a little bit purposely. The reason is that law, which isn't a law, okay, because laws are enforceable. This isn't enforceable. Okay, you wait, number one, in court for years. And then when you get out of court, guess what? It still isn't enforceable. Because if it was enforceable, a police officer would go to somebody's house and say, you are in violation of blah, 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 blah. You're going to jail. Because that would be enforcement in my eyes. Right?
Well, I would say after a certain amount of time that should happen. You know, but it doesn't.
You're violating somebody's civil rights.
And the other
you
thing
should
is,
go to jail.
I blame, and this is a mad. I blame all these politicians for not doing something about this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for not, in the case of Mr. George Floyd, for not getting rid of the hatred or screening it or trying to make a difference. We even had a black president. What the hell did he do?
Wow.
To get rid of hatred.
I have the answer.
He didn't do
to
a
that.
Damn thing, obviously.
But it was half-assed. That's the problem.
And then what they
it
all
wasn't.
Do it that way.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Hello? Sorry, I thought I lost
what
you.
What is... Mr. Cuomo put the brought in the you can't do the chokehold anymore, right?
Right.
All right. That's only part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing about making sure, as far as possible, that these cops who are becoming cops and who are going to be cops are not haters of minority people?
That's not.
I want to know. What's he doing about that?
I don't know. But the thing I'm amazed at. Yeah.
I'm not doing anything about
that. No. I'm totally
according
amazed.
According to Eyewitness News, he's not doing anything about that.
That's right.
All right, he's doing a lot of things. Do the Able News.
Okay. One second. Let me drink something. Pardon me.
Able.
Mm-hmm. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on the nursing home, and the one on the service dog schools to license the schools. And Inner Sight is going forward with that as soon as the state opens up. We're going to be on Mr. Senator Boyle's doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. You have anything you're mad about or glad about?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear some stories now about the good and beautiful cops who help people and save lives.
Oh, yeah.
We need some of that. There are a lot of them that take me, who are black, white, all different nationalities,
who are taking me, who just did not like what they saw, period. That's it.
Anybody have any stories out there? Feel free to call in. You don't have to identify yourself. Or, you know.
No. Yeah.
I have a story, in fact.
Yeah, we have Maureen on the line waiting when you get a chance.
Several years ago on the subway with my guide dog trying to get out the word and get people to sign the petition, this crazy lady approaches me, comes through the subway cars, yelling and yelling, and say, that dog belongs to the blind agencies. You know that, and ironically enough, as I was going in the subway car, I ran into two cops, and here comes this woman right behind me, and she's trying to convince these cops that it's not my dog, and I shouldn't be out here with my dog, and all this, and the cops immediately said, I told the police officer, I said, she tried to grab my dog and get it away from me. And she's been harassing me now for about 20, 30 minutes. Well, the cop told her, you touch that dog one more time and you're going to jail.
I love it.
And she took off and went the other way, went through the car, and they took off after her. I don't know if they arrested her or gave her a summons or what.
Oh, I wish they did.
A good example of two cops who really, cared. And there's a lot of them like that. A lot of them like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, let's take a phone call.
All right, let me see if she's still on. Oh, she probably connected with the nursing home, but she disconnected.
213-816.
Oh, my God.
213-816-1650. Phone number you want to call in and voice a mad or a glad. I heard this today that they had a service for Mr. Floyd in Texas.
Oh, they did, yeah.
So I don't know if that was the funeral or what it was, but
I think that's where he lived for a little bit. He lived also North Carolina, and then they had a few funeral things, and then one in Minnesota. So
did they have the funeral yet?
I think that was the last thing. They had a couple masses, but that I think that was the funeral, I think.
But that was the funeral in Texas, right?
I think so.
Oh, you know. Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So our deepest condolences
to
his family and loved ones and everyone. And we pray that justice is done, that the people get what's coming. All right, in a sight around the world. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night, Get Rid of the Hatred, All Lives Matter.
That's right.
Thursday is, I forget what Thursday, what's Thursday?
You forgot what it was?
Thursday,
When we say that, you know, if I, remember with the credit card thing? If I
credit
can't,
card?
Yeah, remember when you were in the store?
No. Well, what, you have the
if
title?
If I can't see something, something like that.
No. That's not.
No, remember you had something that you had an experience.
No. Thursday's show is, I forget, but I'll.
I got it. I got the title. Hold on.
Come back to
it.
Me.
I have it. You just said
well,
it.
Well, what
before.
Is it?
Hold on, let me get it. Oh, darn.
All right,
I'll
in a
get
sight.
It in a second.
And, you know, we'll get the Thursday's title. But Friday is the funniest, so every Friday we do the funniest. And a belated happy birthday to Michelle Charlesworth.
Yeah. Did you sing to her?
I sent her an email.
Oh, I sang to her, but I didn't.
All right.
I sent something to her singing.
In a sight, mad or glad, Monday. And if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. There's a lot of mads around. There's a lot of glads around. I'll tell you something. Be glad that you're in a country where you can speak out.
That's right.
Look what's happening over there in Hong Kong.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
You're not allowed
really?
To speak out over there.
No, you're not.
So, We're grateful
that you're here.
That we have the right to do that over here.
Oh, I got
here.
It. Hold on now.
Mad or glad Monday. What do you got?
Should the disabled, something like should the disabled, you know what I'm saying.
Because we're not equal, should we be violent?
That's right, that's right.
That's
I was trying
talk
to think
about
of it, exactly.
On Thursday, you know.
Right.
And some of the things that can cause violence that happen to us that don't happen to other people because they're not disabled, see? Now, that's interesting. It's only unique to the disabled. We'll talk about that on Thursday. All right, in a sight around the world and brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney, 516-783-9662, James Bahamonde, disabled attorney, civil rights, if you need that kind of help. Beccaro's Italian Tavern at 516-798-1555. Our good friends over there, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. Check them out. Beccaro's. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, we go mad or glad. What's the latest total?
Okay, I'll look it up. I'm
latest total.
Writing our are titles.
Titles? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you get a chance, give us a total.
Yep. I will.
All right, and without giving any details, I want to thank my good friend Ira Tucker for promoting Inner Sight. And we'll keep you informed about that promotion
as we
go along. All right.
Can't wait, if that happens.
Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And that's what we stand for. That's what we are. Go to our website, innersight.info, and if it's a little messy, excuse that.
Yeah.
We don't have
hard to see.
People to help us with it.
Yeah, and the actual thing that they use, the program that they use is not easy to see, unfortunately.
Yeah, we need a volunteer out there who would like to help us
please
maintain the website.
That'd be cool.
Somebody
anybody
really out
good
there,
at it.
We can, in exchange for that, we can advertise your business or promote you. Radio and television.
Yeah.
So anybody out there, you can contact Inner Sight. The email, innersight@pmpmail.com, without attachments. And I got an email from a friend, Devin, who has some kind of an event coming up. I couldn't find out where or when. But, Devin, if you're listening to the show, I couldn't open your email because I don't do links, websites.
Yeah.
So
and I'm
give
trying
us a call.
To get to it.
Give us a call.
Sorry, go ahead.
Give us a call at 631-224-3090 and tell us about your event, and we'll try to
promote it.
Get it out there, or you can call the show.
Yeah.
213-816-1650. All right. And we'll be happy to talk up your event. I know it has to do with your judo classes, for the blind. So we'll be happy to.
Wasn't he on our show once?
Talk about
Evan.
That. What?
Wasn't Evan on our show once?
I can't hear you. What?
I said, wasn't Evan on our show once?
Devin? Yeah, years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I remember, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
Cool.
Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. And, you know, let's see, what's Mr. Trump up to now? He either makes you mad or glad.
Mm. Ooh, we got a good tally. We got a good number. Guess what our number is.
We always have
are.
A good number.
Yeah. 93,915.
All right, so we're headed for 94,000.
I say, by the end of the year, we will hit that 100,000 mark. That's my goal.
Well, I hope so. Well, maybe before.
I know. Before, I hope.
I really do. I'd like to make it by the end of the summer.
Yeah, I'd like that. I've been promoting.
All right. That's the key word, promoting. Anybody on the line?
Not right now. But they get us in the archive a lot.
So we got a quiet mad Lord. Or glad.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sometimes you can appreciate Mr. Trump, and other times you don't know.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
So, you know, we'll kind of take that as it comes.
Yeah.
That report about the job report that came in for May. makes them look good.
Yeah.
You know, the two million.
In some ways it doesn't. In some ways it doesn't. In some ways, yes, it does. And in other ways, it makes him very insensitive to what's going on. Do you know what I'm saying, Frank?
From a lot of business people that they haven't gotten their money for their business, their loans or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of people haven't gotten also, the state has gotten their money. So what they're doing in the state is they're actually giving the money to the businesses and to the individuals who haven't gotten their money. So that's a good thing, you know.
Well, the state usually gets that from the federal government.
Yeah, so that's what's been happening. So
but I'll tell
you
something else.
I'm sorry, yeah?
I have a mad with the state.
Mm-hmm.
I think they, especially, you know, the organizations that correspond with the person's disability, they ought to give us a stimulus check.
Oh, yeah.
At least match what the government, what the federal government gave us. Nothing from the state.
Right.
I got $25. And to me, that's a damn insult.
Well, you know? At least you got something.
Because I can't even get my dog's medical. That's an insult.
Well, let me say something.
I almost sent it back
something.
With a note. Don't insult
keep it.
Me.
Or keep it. I have to prove everything under the sun. Really. I have to prove everything under the sun. Really. It's terrible.
Yeah, because that's how the law is.
Like, but it's terrible. You shouldn't have to do that. That's something that should not have to be. I think that's horrible. Honestly.
Well, because that's how they base it. That's why you need a lobby to make it so that they can't touch somebody's disability.
That's right.
That's what you need. That would stop that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly what you need.
That's
and
right.
I don't see one agency out there fighting for it.
Yeah.
You know. So that's another thing that InnerSight would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we had the funding, set up a lobby to fight for that in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because that's very important. I mean, look at all the reasons why we should have that.
Yeah.
A half-assed law, no enforcement.
Half-assed, no way.
You know, you got to walk down the street and be unsafe, and you can't read the traffic light. You go to court, you fight for that, and you lose anyway, even though you win. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time. They're using us to take in money and giving us nothing.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we would certainly engage if we had the funding, you know, to lobby so that every disabled person can keep their disability check no matter
what. That's right.
We believe
that's
the government owes us that much.
That's right.
All right, InnerSight, you disagree with that? That's fine. Give us
a ring.
A call. 213-816-1650. You know, we appreciate your opinion. Doesn't mean we agree with it, but we certainly do appreciate it. All right. And I'd like to see these politicians step up and do a lot more. We've talked about this before. One of the biggest faults of these politicians is that they're too set in their ways. You know, they never talk about change and creativity until something horrible happens. Then they come out with it. You know, it's really horrendous that politicians have to wait until something horrible happens before they realize. You know, it's like that Bob Dylan song, how many deaths will it take until they realize that too many people have died?
Huh.
You know, Dylan had the right idea.
That's right.
You know, it's blowing in the wind. Yeah, it is. You know. So I'd like to see these politicians be creative. You know. Now, I heard an item on the news where in Minneapolis, a group of council people got together, and they want to do away with the police department over there.
Yeah, I know. You heard that?
I don't know what kind of how that's going to work. Who do you call when you're in trouble then? You need help?
They're actually creating something. I don't know what they're thinking of, but I have no idea. It's creating something different. I don't know.
I don't think that's going to work. I think
either.
They're asking for trouble.
Yes, they are.
You know
who's sending Twitter to us? Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they ought to get rid of the police department. There's a lot of good cops. I think they ought to take the good cops and help them make other good cops. You know, and screen people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And utilize the dogs to filter out and to pick up hate emotions. You know?
Yeah.
Getting rid of the police department is not going to do anything. It's going to leave you more open for the governor to bring in the National Guard on a situation. That's what's going to happen. So I don't know where these people are coming from, but that's not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not the answer. All right, inner sight. So for me, that's a mad. I mean, I don't know what they propose, but still, I wouldn't get rid of the police department. Because not every cop is bad.
That's true.
213-816-1650. Any officers out there would like to call in, you don't have to identify yourself. Give your opinion. We'd appreciate that. Love to hear from you. I grew up in a black neighborhood, Bed-Stuy, you know, and we never had stuff like this when I grew up. Not in my neighborhood, anyway. I mean, you had a lot of crazy stuff going on down south, yeah. But we figured out, for the most part, and there were some people who didn't like black people, okay?
Yeah.
But we figured out, for the most part, if you didn't like somebody, you just stayed away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't put any violence on them or display of hatred. You know, you say, hey, you know, you didn't like that person for some reason or whatever. You don't hang out with them. You stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that became my policy in life, and I mean, to this day, I still have some friends that I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Few of them still around. One guy's a police chief too. My buddy Ronnie Ellaby, I grew up with. All right.
Yeah.
Inner sight. People need more inner sight. That's what they need.
Yeah.
If you have inner sight, you don't hate.
Nope.
But there's the answer.
That's true.
Give everybody inner sight.
That's right.
If you hate, you don't have true inner sight.
That's true. Somebody wrote an interesting sign. He wrote, "Matter is the minimum. Black lives are worthy. Black lives are beloved. Black lives are needed." He's right. It's a white guy holding the sign.
Yeah, well, everybody.
Yeah, it's everybody. And in that case, you could just add right there, all
everybody.
Lives. And at the bottom, you should just write, and in that case, everybody matters. You know, everybody. Every single human life, period.
Yeah.
And all lives matter. Even that.
Put the animals in there, too.
That's what I was just going to say. You read my mind, you stinker.
Dogs and the cats and the birds.
Yeah, all of them. All the lives. Well, I'm going to put in spiders, too, even though I'm arachnophobic. I'll put in the spiders, too.
All right, in a sight.
I don't hate spiders, but I don't like them.
Man, a glad Monday.
Have a problem.
And, you know, we are very, very saddened about George Floyd. I mean, a horrible thing, but you know, it makes it worse when you realize that it was done by people that are supposed to protect lives, take care of lives, you know, watch over them, you know. That makes it 1,000 times worse. So that's a definite mad, and I'm sure that a lot of other police officers feel the same way. All right, I want to thank my buddy Jimmy.
Yeah.
$50 donation, Inner Sight.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Every little bit helps.
Yes, it does.
You know, and anybody out there would like to match that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Keep the show on the air. Keep us going.
You just read my mind again, darn it.
What is Michelle tweeting about?
Oh, she just was tweeting different stories and stuff to us in case we're interested in stuff. Yeah. She
mad or glad?
Let me see. Any? It's more something's like if you wanted to know type of things. Let me just take a look at the latest one. De Blasio.
What about him?
This morning we're committed to moving resources from the NYPD to youth and social services as part of the city's budget. Our young people need to be reached, not policed. We can do this and keep our city safe. Okay. That's one of
I don't understand what that's about, but
that's like instead of, you know, using like excessive police force, they're making a move to, if they have an excessive budget, they're moving it from the police to helping social change. So there isn't any need for the police. There's need for social change. That's what they're saying.
Well, I don't know. I'm not crazy about De Blasio. But
are you lumping him? Are you lumping
a lot of people aren't either.
No, are you lumping him with Mr. Cuomo and Mr. Governor Cuomo?
Yeah, they
are you putting them all together?
They think very much alike.
Yes, they do.
You know, and they're both Democratic.
Yeah.
And they haven't done much for us at all.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time in New York City when I grew up where you could walk into City Hall and go and knock on the mayor's door, and if he wasn't busy, go in and talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that anymore. See, that alone bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they should bring that back.
Yeah.
You see? They ought to bring that back because, you know, that means something. That's a very personal thing. Mayor Robert Wagner, who I had the honor of meeting and knowing.
Yeah.
You know, beautiful guy. You know?
My mother knew LaGuardia.
Oh, look what, Mayor LaGuardia, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember LaGuardia.
Yeah.
But That's one of the things that they did away with, and I think it's a big mistake. Big mistake. I'm not saying that the mayor shouldn't be protected. I mean, he had cops in there and everything. But, you know, you could go in there, sit down, talk. I had a problem. I had a particular problem, and he helped me with it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I have an interesting person who's stuck in a nursing home in, where was it? Let me see if I remember the, it was actually an ABC News exposed this. It's in another state. And I sent her my phone number, and your phone number both. And I said, if she needs any help getting out of that nursing home, let me see where this is. Oh, she had an accident, and she got stuck in a nursing home. Let me see what state it was. She broke her leg pretty bad, and she's in her 60s. And she got stuck with COVID in that nursing home.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beginning of this year. She's waiting for a surgery to bend her leg. Well, yeah, they did. Oh, California. California. She's in California. Yeah.
Yeah, they made her worse by her. She went in there and got the virus. They should have helped her.
No,
at
she
home.
Didn't get the virus yet, but she's in that nursing home and she can't get out because of she doesn't have, of course, the accessibility. So, but she has a place to live with her cousin, so I was wondering if we could help her. That's a glad if I can make it into one.
Well,
you
if
know?
She contacts us, we can certainly
Her name is Linda. Linda. So
no.
I wanted to, I did give her my...
Did you tell her about the program?
Yeah, I did. And
to
I
listen?
I don't know if she listens or not. I don't know if she gets it or not. That's the only thing. She's on Twitter, so I'm hoping that she'll call.
Oh, she has a phone. She can get it.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So, we'll see.
All right.
So maybe one night we'll get her. She actually put a little love thing. She's following Twitter, so she's following us on Twitter. So that's a good thing. I'm hoping that she'll. I think ABC. Covered her story, so maybe
California.
What's her name could actually help, you know, Michelle, and help get us in touch with her somehow. I don't know.
Oh, the affiliate out there probably.
Yeah, so maybe we can get in touch with her somehow.
All right, in a sight around the country, around the world. And, you know, we do what we can to help. We wish we could do a lot more. We're working on that situation. 213-816-1650 phone number. And we'll be with you tomorrow night in a site live on open mic. So, don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano, your apple cider vinegar. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, keep that virus away. All right. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer.
Hey.
All the 93,000, almost 94,000 who listened. And thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Tomorrow night, open mic. Our phone number 631-224-3090. So be safe out there. And don't forget to get enough sleep. Very important to fight off the virus. All these things,
yep.
You know.
Yep, yeah.
Inner Sight. Everybody needs more of that. If you have inner sight, you don't hate.
Yes,
there's a
right.
slogan that's good for us. You cannot hate when you have inner sight. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.